Tell you what, it was January this year. Our Prime Minister, having returned from the holidays, determined to address a wrong that needed righting. She had decided, or most likely someone had told her to decide, that housing was out of control. So she announced she would fix it. Literally, she said that back in January. I will fix it. She made the announcement along, if you remember, it was in Nelson. She made the announcement along with her state housing plan, which was actually just a re-announcement of a state housing plan that had been announced the previous May. So we have watched and we have waited this year. In the ensuing period, her trusty sidekick Grant has also announced he was, quote unquote, tilting the housing market towards the first home buyer. And so we have waited. Oh, they enlisted their trusty, but at all times independent, monetary sidekick Adrian, who came to the party with a series of new rules and regulations and hurdles and high wire requirements, all designed to help our housing queen achieve her lofty goal. Fast forward to yesterday and the headline that lockdown has not stopped house prices rising. Up 25%, in fact, on this time last year. These are Real Estate Institute figures, but you can also take the myriad of other figures this week, QV, One Roof, pick an agency. They all tell the same story, and they've told the same story each and every month so far this year. House prices continue to rise, and there isn't an operator out there that thinks post-lockdown that's going to change. Hell, if a lockdown can't curtail prices, a bit of freedom's certainly not going to. As an associated piece of work, you will note the rental prices are indeed breaking records as well for all the wrong reasons. That was another of the government's thought bubbles, reforming the rental market to make it warmer and safer and more affordable. Another epic fail. Now, the point is not in the fact that it's failed. We already know that. It's been failing as a policy all year, and it was always going to fail. Some of us pointed that out from day one. The point is why. And in understanding the why is to understand why this government is such a failure on delivery. The human condition is the answer. They don't get it. Housing is an expression of us, all of us, of who we are, what we value, what motivates and drives us. And failing to understand the emotional link between us and housing is to misunderstand the very people you claim to represent. To think a sweeping gesture of fixing something you perceive to be broken shows just how out of touch you really are. To think that bits of policy, bits of wonkery neatly tidies up a bit of a mess shows a complete detachment from reality in your own country. If they were more astute, they would realise how much of a disconnect that really is, and I'm astonished they haven't worked it out yet. After all, the numbers don't lie.